sir.
Praise the Lord. I thought Ghana's voice could be higher, higher, higher than where I'm coming from. Thank you very much, Pastor. Let me repeat what he said. And I say it to you, as I succeed, you will succeed. As I progress, you will progress. Every hindrance will be taken out of your way in Jesus' name. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you. Your children are here. Your creatures are here. You created them. You invited them. You saved them for a purpose. And Lord, I pray, the purpose of heaven, to rise up, to go forth, to go to the highest height, fulfill it in every life in Jesus' name. Make this day the beginning of a new level of success in every life. Thank you, Lord. It is done. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. You can sit down in your victory. Today, very briefly and quickly, I come to tell you that God has a purpose for you, a plan for you, and he has planned your progress. You will progress in Jesus' name. We are talking about higher heights. And I'm talking to you on pressing upward to higher heights. Pressing upward to higher heights. The Lord has assured you through his word and through Christ as Savior, your Savior, that he has higher heights for you. But then he wants you to press upward, not to fall downward, but to press upward to that higher height. It tells us in Isaiah chapter 55, reading from verse 8. Isaiah chapter 55 and looking at verse 8. It says, my thoughts are not your thoughts. Maybe you have a low thought. Maybe you have a low esteem. And maybe you have a low pursuit, a low height, moderate height. It says, that's not my thought for you. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my thoughts concerning you. My thoughts are my plan concerning you. It says so, and my thoughts for you. And it says, his thoughts beyond your own thought, above your own thought. His thoughts will be fulfilled. And the rain comes down, and it waters the earth. It says, so is my word that I sent unto you. It will prosper in the things I've sent it. And then he tells us in Psalm 89. In Psalm 89, in verse 34, he said, the things I have said unto you, I will not alter. That he makes a covenant with you. He makes a provision for you. And he says, those high heights that he has called you to, that you are going to have and you are going to achieve, and it is so in Jesus' name. If you say amen, I will not close the meeting. The amen is to confirm. It's a word of affirmation. The amen is a word of yes, so let it be. So when God says something about you, something great and something good and something wonderful, it's prophecy concerning you. It's promise unto you. And I repeat that to you. And I then say, in Jesus' name, this will be done for you. Then you say, amen. And it will be fulfilled in your life in Jesus' name. Pressing upward to higher heights. There are three things we're looking at as I talk about this. Number one, there is foundation. Number two, there is fortitude. Number three, there is fitness. Join those words together. Number one, there's a foundation. Anything you have in life, anything you do in life, your personal life, there has to be a foundation. Your educational life, there has to be a foundation. Your developing life, there has to be a foundation. And so we start with foundation. You are going to build an edifice. You are going to build a mighty tower. You need the foundation for that building. And it is the foundation. How strong the foundation is, how weighty the foundation is, it is the foundation, how solid your foundation is, that will tell us what you can build on that foundation. Number one is the foundation. Number two is the fortitude. I want to run. I need fortitude. I need energy. I need power. I need strength. We need fortification. I want to study. I want to be active enough. I want to be alive enough. And I want to be agile enough to give myself to that study. And I want to do something in life, a project in life that I've given myself to. I'm addressing myself to that. I need the power. I need the strength. I need the backbone. If I'm wobbling, if I'm tired, if I'm weary, I cannot build anything. I might have foundation. I might have a solid foundation. But for me to build a life on that foundation, I need fortification, fortitude, strength, power, energy to get that done. Number one is the foundation. Number two is the fortitude. And number three is the fitness. I cannot be, I should not be a round peg in a square hole, or a square peg in a round hole. It will not stay firm. There must be fitness, that you have a future, you're fitted for that. You have a goal, you're fitted for that. You have an accomplishment that you are aiming at, you are running after. There must be fitness for that. Three words: foundation, fortitude, fitness. And then I give you another three words. I'm going to join them together. High. Number one, if I'm low at a low head, if I am low in my understanding, in my education, in my morals, in my spiritual life, if I'm aiming at the highest, I must first of all start with high. High. And then I build steps to that. And it says I build the small steps. The little things we do every day. And we build those steps and we get to the high, to the high heights. It wasn't like that last year. It wasn't like that 5 years ago. Where I am now, in knowledge, in morals, in the spiritual, in understanding, going towards my goal. High heights. But then, I'm not through yet. I have something beyond that, something greater than that. I must envision that. I must think of that. I must plan that. I must project that. Then I go now to higher heights. Higher heights. I don't run so fast and lose my breath. I don't go so fast and have a goal that I ought to have in 5 years. I want to crash that and crush that and compound that into 3 months. No, I go step after step, day after day, event after event, and I do one thing at a time. And I do it well. And then I come to the next stage, higher heights. And when I get to the higher heights, yes, I praise God. Yes, I thank God. Yes, I give the glory to God because of the higher heights. But I'm not through yet. You are going to the highest. Somebody there, I said, you are going to the highest. So I now make, I readjust my way. How did I make it to the high height? How did I make it to the higher heights? All that I've learned, all that I've gained in moving on a step at a time. All that I've learned in moving on a day at a time. All that I've learned in going up and up and up, and I got to the higher heights. Now, I'm going to bring everything into place so that I can get to the highest height. And we're journeying together. We're going to get to those highest heights made for your life, made for our life, made for his life, for everyone in Jesus' name. Let's join them together now. Number one is the foundation for a successful high height. Foundation. We lay the foundation. And we're building the first story of our lives. We're building the first story of our project, of our profession, of our lifestyle, of the victory we're going to have. Number one is the foundation for a successful high height. Number two is the fortitude. Actually, past failures weaken us, but past successes strengthen us. When we have success in the past, to climb to the first story of the building, look at me, I got to the high height. I'm encouraged. I'm strengthened. I'm empowered. I'm energized. I am fortified because I reached that high height. Now, I have, from the experience I got, I know I can get to the next level, to the higher height. Fortitude for sustaining higher heights. Fortitude. Some people take and they draw. Some people come up and then they go down. But to sustain the higher heights, we have the experience, we have the calling, and we have the energy, the fortitude. Now we have the fortitude for sustaining higher heights. Now, what if I say, that's enough? God says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my thoughts higher than your thoughts. And so God says, you won't stop there at the higher height. Now you go up again. And whatever level you have reached as you come here today and you are participating with us today here at the Alpha location and all over the world online, whatever higher height you have already got, you are going to move forward today in Jesus' name. The fitness for securing our highest heights. The fitness. He makes us fit. He makes us to hold and to secure that highest of heights we're going to have. And I pray all these three levels, the Lord will hold your hand and the Lord will take you and take you there in Jesus' name. Did I hear the amen I was expecting? Number one is the foundation. Number one, the foundation for a successful high height. As sure as we have the foundation, we're going to have the grace, the strength, and the faith to move to that level. And where you are now, you will go a step higher, even this morning, in Jesus' name. We're looking at the foundation for a successful high height. We're dividing this into three parts. Number one, there's the main foundation. The main foundation. Think of the builder. He wants to build a great edifice and he lays foundation. But I'm looking at the builder and I say, what foundation is that? It's the foundation for the kitchen area. I say, what foundation is that? It's the foundation for the bathroom area. And I say, how about the main foundation? The foundation for the whole house. Yourself, your life, your personality, who the Lord wants you to be. He wants you to have, number one, the main foundation. Number two, the moral foundation. The moral foundation, understand, whatever I know in science, whatever I know in economics, whatever I know, and whatever strong foundation I have for my personality and for my profession, if I do not have moral foundation, the academic foundation is good, and the foundation for doing this and joining that and coupling that and creating that, the foundation is good. But if I do not have, along with that, the moral foundation, I'll be a misfit in life. Number one, the main foundation. Number two, the moral foundation. And number three, the mandated foundation. If you have a particular field to follow, a particular profession to follow, you see, all those professions, each of them, they have, apart from the foundations in other areas, we have a mandated foundation that you must have in this area, in that area, before you can climb up and get up to that foundation that the Lord expects in your life, and then you'll grow wings and fly and get to that place you ought to get there. And as I look at you today, I see people who are going to get there. I see people who will not stop until they get to that high foundation. Let's look at that one by one. We're looking at the main foundation. The main foundation. We're looking at 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 19. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure in life. If we're going to climb higher, we cannot climb higher in vacuum. There are no stairways there. I will want to get to the first floor. There's no way that is possible. We cannot jump to that high height. It's such a height. It's beyond where you are. And the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal. The Lord knoweth them that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Depart from iniquity. I'm thinking of my life. I'm saying, what if I remained at a level where I was before as a child, playful? I need to depart from that. As a lie, you know, as a child, maybe you heard my story before. Many, many years ago, my father will send me to school. And then I will go to school. I will answer present, sir. And then while the teachers are looking this way or that way, I pack my things, I go out of school. And I didn't go home, I just was roaming about. A loafer will never have a loaf to satisfy his life. He'll not have any loaf in life because he's loafing about. And he's just perambulating about. He's not going to have what he ought to have in life. And then as a child, I was I wanted to go to my father. Because when my father discovered I wasn't actually getting to school, he brought me back to the school. My father was a militant man. He's passed on to glory now. My father was a man that you say, in this my house, you will not do that. And then he took me to school and he said, he got to the headmaster and said, "Headmaster, when last did you see my boy in school?" He said, "Actually, we'll be wanting to write to you because your boy will come to school and answer present, sir." And then in a few minutes, we don't know where he's gone again. And my father requested that he'll call the school assembly. And they called the school assembly. They called me forward. And my father told the headmaster, "This primary school, standard 1, 1951. And then he said, "Let them mount me on the back." And my father gave me thorough whipping on my buttocks. It's no more pinning me now, but that time it was serious. And so he said he taught me a lesson. And I, in my reaction to that, wanted to teach him a lesson. I kept quiet. He said, "You saw what happened?" I said, "Yes, sir, daddy." And then, so if you allowed him to, "I will not go to school." You can tell he was such a boy. I was stubborn when I was young. And then the following day, "You're not going to school?" I said, "No, sir, no school. What do you want to do?" I said, "I'll be a farmer." "All right. Get me cutlass." He had a farm. He sent me to his farm. And in his farm, he had planted yam, he had planted cocoa and all that. I cut all the branches and everything there because I was trying to retaliate on my father. And then I came back. "But tomorrow?" I said, "Farm." I was going back to the farm. And, you know, it was like father and son were fighting. He was thinking about my future. I was thinking about no future. If I didn't repent of that, if I didn't come out of that, I would not be here today. All those things you're doing, all the truancy, and all the waywardness, and all the bad reaction in life, everyone that names the name of the Lord, all those things will ruin us. All those things will destroy us. I was smoking to spite a mother that said, "I must never find you with cigarettes." Okay, mommy, exactly what that mommy said I should not do, I'm going to do that. And we think we're behaving tough. That we're doing something, I'm now a guy, I'm now tall. And she will know that I will not listen to that. My boy, my daughter, if we continue like that, we'll get off ground and get to the high heights. And you are destined for the high heights. I said you are destined for the high highs. All those pranks were playing. All those evil things we do. All the things we do. With bold face. And we say, "I will." My brother, that doesn't hurt any other person but you. It will hurt your future. It will hurt your personality. It will hurt everything that is good in your life. Come and lay the main foundation. Say, Lord, I am sorry for all the other things I've been doing, and I thought it was just to make daddy unhappy. It's to make mommy unhappy. It's to make those teachers unhappy. You know, those teachers, when they give me assignment, and then I didn't do the assignment, I get back to the class. Show your assignment, show your assignment. I was waiting for them. And then I will show them an empty page of the exercise book. Where is the homework? Where is what you should have done? And I'm happy internally, I made him shout. No other student could make them shout like me. I make them angry. But it was for my life. If I didn't repent of that, if I didn't quit that kind of habit and that kind of life, I would not have been able to raise the main foundation. When I got to high school, and I quickly found birds of the same feather, they flock together. I quickly found the miscreants in school, in my class. I quickly found those who had no future, those who had no purpose, and those who had nothing they wanted to achieve. I quickly found them. We became friends. And we talk about teachers. We talk about his intonation. We talk about everything he was doing. And we looked down him and belittled him. He didn't hurt the teacher. He was a teacher already. He had a certificate already. He had his education already. It was hurting us. And class once, I didn't have anything to write about. Will you imagine? They used to put mathematics into arithmetic, algebra, and geometry. And then I saw that in algebra, I think I got 24%. And then arithmetic, maybe 12% or something. And geometry, I got zero with a dot inside that zero. It didn't bother me. I just, you know, laughed it off with my friends. Lazy. Idle. No future. Nothing. But I woke up. You will wake up. I said, you will wake up. I needed the main foundation. I turned around. I said, pranks no more. Lying no more. Laziness no more. And by 1958, I can still see myself in the class. I could still see the algebra lecturer teacher that came, and he gave us 6 sums, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And I said, I'm not going to be like I was. And today, you will not be like you were. Give me good Ghana, amen. And then I did, number one, I was serious. I never found myself so serious like that before. Not talk to that, not talk to that, not talk to that. And then I did number two, did number three, number four, number five, number six. And then we submitted our papers. And the teacher went and marked everything. I got everyone right. He gave 17 for each one. 17 times 3 will be 51. And then that times 2, making times 6 altogether, is 102. And he left it like that. And when he came to class to come and give us our papers, he gave all the other people their papers. And I was now waiting. I thought, look at this new teacher. He was new. He came from University of Ibadan. And then I said, maybe he had blown it again. And then after the whole class sat down and they got all their papers, he called my name. And I stood up. He said, this boy is a mathematician. Anything eating up your hand, you cannot clap from that day. I knew the foundation, the main foundation of my life had been laid. And then I repented of my sin later and became born again. I'm calling you today, my son, my daughter, let's lay the main foundation of your life, of your personality. All those who enjoy, all those things who enjoy, run here, run there, go here and go there. Let's abandon them. Let's push them aside and you will become an expert in the field you're choosing in Jesus' name. Number two, I'm looking at the moral foundation, the main foundation. If I want to be somebody in life, if I want to do something in life, foundation is very important. Now, I've laid the foundation in that important area of life, in my studies. Now, I need the moral foundation. It tells us in Psalm 11, and we're looking at verse 3, Psalm 11 verse 3, the foundation, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? If the foundation of righteousness, of upright living, if that foundation is destroyed, and our young people today, they meet an older person, they don't even know how to say, good morning, sir, good morning, madam. They don't know how to have that foundation of righteousness and respect at school, in a community with elderly people, and that foundation is being destroyed everywhere. The foundation of gentleness and the foundation of patience and the foundation of going on our way and not having any evil to do in society. The whole foundation of righteousness and uprightness destroyed. And we are the leaders of tomorrow. We're complaining about the leaders of today. We're saying there's corruption. You know why? Many of those people did not have the foundation of righteousness and the foundation of uprightness. We're saying everywhere there is crime. You know why? Because there's no foundation of right living, acceptable living. With you, if we're going to be different as the leaders of today and leaders of tomorrow, we must come and lay the moral foundation. What's the moral foundation? It's the opposite of what I had been doing in the past. What you have been doing in the past and where you've been going in the past. The people say you'll be a tough guy if you can begin to drink now. That's how they lose the moral foundation. They say you'll be a strong person if you can begin to say no to what is right and do whatever you want to do. That's how to crush, that's how to make the moral foundation crumble. But when you come to Christ, who can be the great foundation in your life, you repent, you turn, and then you are transformed, and your life is changed. And now you are following the path of righteousness. You're building, number one, the main foundation. Number two, you're building the moral foundation. I come to number three now. Number three, we're looking at the mandated foundation. The mandated foundation. I want to, you know, give you an example you can understand. I talked about my foundation in mathematics, but now I'm not lecturing in any school. I'm not teaching maths in any school. Now I teach the Bible. Now I preach the word of God. And I must lay the mandated foundation. In mathematics, I did remedial learning. The things I didn't know before, if I was going to go on in that maths, I need to go over all those things I missed when I was playing truancy. Now the same thing, the mandated foundation for your profession. They mandated foundation to your choice in life. They mandated foundation to the career you have now. If I choose a career, there is a foundation that matches that career. There's something important. There's something indispensable. There's something you cannot deal without in that profession. Check up. What is it? Look at the people that went before you in that profession and look at what they got and look at the foundation they had. Read the books. Consult the authors and see why they wrote what they wrote, and they publish in the magazine and they publish in the journals. And when you read and practice, practice, just learning how to run. If I don't run, I won't be able to run. Just learning how to swim. If I don't practice, I'll not know what to do. There is a school there. This is illustration. A school there, and it's a school for swimmers. And they go to the class there, and they learn all about fishing. They learn all about swimming, and they learn what to do when a flood comes, all in their head. But the river nearby, they never get to that river and practice in profession, in engineering, in medical science, in economics, in bookkeeping, in everything. We have to do what we're learning. That is the mandated foundation for any of us wanting to move up. You're moving up. I am moving up. It will happen in Jesus' name. In Luke chapter 14, I'm reading from verse 28. Luke chapter 14, verse 28. For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it? In verse 29, lest haply after he has laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold begin to mock him. In verse 30, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. What you start, you will finish. What you begin, you will end well. You'll not be a dropout at school. I didn't hear a good amen. I go to school every morning, every week. After the holidays, I go back there again. What's my goal? Just to go to school? To finish. To finish. And to have the appropriate certificate that matches what I'm learning. You go to work, you come back, and you go every time, and you do the right thing. Let me say it this way. You dot every I. You cross every T. Why? I'm looking for promotion. I'm looking for finishing this level and going to that level. Any other thing I'm doing in life, and I do it every day, and I practice every day, and I accomplish every day, and I do what is right, and I'm improving every day. What's the goal? To finish. So that when I finish that level, I will get to the next level. You will get to the next level in Jesus' name. Number one is the main foundation. Number two is the moral foundation. Number three is the mandated foundation. Let's come to number two now. Already we have the foundation. And because of what we do, we're not sleeping every time. We're not roaming about every time. We're not playing every time. And we're not forgetting our future. We're going on to the future. And we're doing everything that is necessary in laying the foundation. Now we come to the fortification. The Lord will strengthen you. The Lord will empower you. I remember one of my classmates now, sharp, intelligent. But every time we were to go for exam, he'll fall sick. He wasn't strong enough to take the exams he had prepared for. But now, I realize, I didn't understand at that time, he wasn't fortified to be able to stand and do what he needed to do. I see some of, some of my students at that time, very great upstairs in his brain, but he had a particular attitude. He says, you all know how sharp I am. And then I still even remember his name. I remember where he was stand in the early evenings, and he'll be playing guitar. Playing guitar is good, but not when you're preparing for your work exam. And the fellow, he'll be singing and smiling. And those of us that were not as bright as himself, we just pass him and we go to do what we needed to do. I want to tell you that young man, he failed woefully. He didn't fortify himself, improve on that brain. He thought he could make it without any fortification. Eventually he struggled, he took the school cert again, and he made it, and he was admitted into the university. I don't want to mention the university, some people may identify him. And then again, as well, great brain, but he brought his guitar along and he was playing guitar. He was studying engineering and he could make it. I want to say again, he did not make it. I don't know where he is now, but you, I know where you are. You are on your path to success. You are on your path to the higher ground. But my sons and daughters, my friends, we must fortify ourselves. Number two, the fortitude for sustaining higher heights. Higher heights, fortitude. We're looking at Nehemiah. Nehemiah chapter 4, and we're reading from verse 2. Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 2. It says, and he spake before the brethren and the army of Samaria and said, what do these feeble Jews do? Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end in a day? Will they revive the stones out of the heaps of the rubbish which are burnt? They were making jest of Nehemiah and the people that were building. You are building walls, you are building your life. You are building walls, you are building your family. They're building walls, you're building your profession. They were building walls, but you are building for your future. They made fun of them, but they succeeded, and you will succeed. Many people cannot bear criticism, opposition, making jest of them, jeering at them. They'll call your names, bookworm. They'll call you names, he wants to become a professor. They call you names, he wants to become a great professional. If Nebuchadnezzar listened to all those criticisms, he would not have done anything. If the builders were him, if they listened to all the criticisms, he would not have built anything. But thank God, you were not listening to them. I told you I wanted a great amen. All those people that will put you down by the jeering, jesting, name calling, whatever, they will not stop you. You have the foresight. You have the fortitude, the fortification of the Lord himself. And he will make you finish in good time in Jesus' name. Look at verse 6 there. In verse 6, we're looking at this. So built we the wall. And it says, and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof. For the people had a mind to work. For the people had a mind to work. Now, that's what I need. That's what you need. The mind to work. The fortification comes from the inside. The energy comes from the inside. The foresight comes from the inside. The power comes from the inside. They had a mind to work. Let me say it this way. They had a mind to study. They had a mind to progress. They had a mind to build. They had a mind to go up. It begins with the mind. If my hand is not ready to write in the condition of my mind, if my eyes are not ready to read in the condition of my mind, if I cannot go and sit down in that corner and study in the condition of my mind, my mind is used to playing football, playing games, and playing chess or whatever in the condition of my mind. And if you wake up today and you say, go in this direction, will not build anything in my life, I must go higher. Am I talking to anybody there? Anybody wanted to go higher? The condition of the mind. I have to have the mind. They add a mind to work. Three things we're looking at. Number one, we're looking at the former hindrances. The former hindrances. Number two, the fortifying habits. The fortifying habits. The habits that fortify me. The habits that strengthen me. The habits that make me to sit down. I couldn't sit down for 30 minutes to study before. But now, I need to have that mind. The habit that makes me to sit down for 1 hour or whatever time I need so that I can have a fortifying habits. Number three, the faithful helper. Lord, number one, the former hindrances. The former hindrances. Let's look at that as we think about what hindered us in the past. First Peter chapter 1, verse 14. In First Peter chapter 1, verse 14, as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance. What were ignorant in the past? I was ignorant in the past, and because of that, I had some habits in the past that will not pass an exam. I had some habits in the past that will not allow me to come out in flying colors. I had some former associations that tended to playing. I had the former habits of not doing my homework at the right time. I had the former habits of procrastination. And when a little problem challenges there, and you procrastinate, by the time you come the following day, that problem has increased, escalated. The problems, the challenges are little babies, like little babies. As you feed them, they grow stronger and stronger. But now those former habits were turned away from them. We cancel them and we live a new strength, new lifestyle. Look at number two. Number two, we're calm. Number two, we're coming to the fortifying habits. We change from those former habits and hindrances, and we come to the fortifying habits. The habits that fortify us. And I wake up at the right time in the morning, and no mother comes to say, are you not getting up? Are you not preparing for school? Are you not preparing for work? The bad old habits are changed. A new habit has now come. And a new habit fortifies a one, the person that does that. I have a habit now of saying no to what will distract my attention. And that's the new habit that fortifies us. I have the habit now of listening. Not talking and talking and talking. Listening to the teachers and listening to the counselors and listening to the people that are giving good information for me to move on. A new habit that fortifies you. And you know habits like that thin threads. That stretch, very small. You can hear that. But put another string and put another string. And put another string, and it will become a kind of thick thread and thick rope that you cannot break. Because now, the good habits, you do them one each day. You practice them one each day. You go through them again one each day, and as you wind them together, they become so strong you cannot break them again. We've got number one, the former hindrances. Number two, we've got the fortifying habits. And now we have the faithful helper. His name is Jesus. And he will help us. He'll help us to overcome everything we need to overcome. He'll help us to climb every mountain we need to climb. He will help us and heal us from any kind of disease that will stop our journey, will stop our climbing, will stop our progress. He is the Lord. He's promised he will do it. He will do it for everyone in Jesus' name. I said he will do it for everyone in Jesus' name. Number three now. Number three is the fitness. Whatever we're going to do in life, we need to be fitted for that. By grace, the grace of God. By faith, faith in the Lord. By power, heavenly power that comes upon us. It makes us to be able to reach the highest of heights. The fitness for securing, for keeping, for holding on to the highest heights. We're looking at Romans chapter 14, reading from verse 17. It tells us there, it says, for the kingdom of God, existence in that kingdom, presence in that kingdom, security in that kingdom, abiding in that kingdom. It says, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. All the different kinds of joy we need, the Lord will grant unto us. And a height we need to have. highest of heights in our personal life, in our family lives, highest of heights in our relational life, highest of heights in our professional life, highest of highs in everything we endeavor to be and to do and to accomplish what we're created for. The Lord himself will take us to the highest of heights in Jesus' name. Three things. Number one, our fitness for high honors. Number two, our fitness through hearty health. Number three, our fitness for his holy heaven. Here in life, he gives us high honors that will go beyond what we thought we could ever have. Here in life, he gives us hearty health. You're healed and hearty, you're sound. And there is no part of you that has any debilitating health challenge. It keeps you healthy. And then it also makes you fit for the holy heavens. His grace is available. His strength is available. His power is available. And he says, I will help you. He will help you. Higher heights, he will help you. Healthy, sound, happy, he will help you. And getting to heaven at last, my father's has so many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And when I go and prepare a place for you, I will come and take you unto myself. He forgives all your sins. He grants you salvation. And he gives you step by step and day after day to live in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of your life. And then one day he comes and he takes you into heaven, and heaven you will live in forever and ever in Jesus' name. Are you the one I'm talking to? Christ has come to you today, and everything you need, he'll grant unto you today. Where are you? Where are you? Let heaven see you there. And let him come to you and make you fit to be and to do everything he created you to. Let's rise up now and talk to the Lord in prayer and say, Lord, here I am. Here I am. You are not a partial Christ, a partial Lord, a partial Savior, a partial healer, a partial developer, a partial creator. Help me, Lord. And he comes to help you. Open your mouth and pray to the Lord and say, Lord, here I am. Do your work in me.